Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Global Diamond Broker Hard Truth Diamond Podcast, episode 93. I'm your host, G.I. Judy, and this is my lovely,
handsome,
so lovely co-star.
Masculine, leading, globally educated, well, not so much educated as the Harvard Business School. What They Don't Teach You at the Harvard Business School. Do you remember that book, Judy?
Yeah,
I think you totally read that, didn't you? Mm-hmm. What They Don't Teach You at the Harvard Business School. Mm-hmm. Because hands-on, practical in the diamond industry globally, it appears I'm the man. I keep putting it out there for someone to have more hands-on experience than me at all levels of the industry, from mines, Argyle, where I would... Should we be talking about my favorite subject again right off the bat?
Again?
It's my favorite subject.
Go for it.
I'm so self-absorbed.
If I fall asleep, I'm
now,
so sorry.
Listen, did we get the test done today? Because this has been a big issue of the sound quality. What is it you call it again?
What?
The sound test that we do at the start.
What about it?
It seemed to be a big issue today. I'm just wondering how it all ended up.
I'm not sure because you refused to do the sound check.
So
when
you're
I
just
said.
Recording.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go again.
And if it's not up to standard, whose fault is that?
Here we go again. GIA Judy.
Is a little feisty today.
Is a little... She's a little feisty every day. Today, she's a little more than feisty.
Especially
I've already been
feisty.
Physically struck twice.
You struck me earlier, too.
No, I didn't strike you. Touching you is not... I can understand.
You went like this. I have video footage.
No, you
I have
don't.
Video footage.
You, Judy has started recording all of our conversations for posterity. Because her memory of things isn't quite as... What's the word we would use as
it's like almost
aligned with
my
memory
is like your memory, except I'm like 40 years younger.
Oh my God, I hate you. Are we? Oh, sorry. Sorry, we're live. I didn't realize. So the diamond industry today, look, I laugh. I'm responding to someone out of Johannesburg, South Africa this morning. Who is a...
Wait, isn't that like a really dangerous area to be in?
It's a dangerous part of the world. That's very true. South Africa.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Right?
And why is it so dangerous?
Well, Africa's dangerous generally.
Right.
I mean, it's not like being in North America. It's not like being in... Well, this morning we have other interactions globally right now. There's Dubai where we had to cancel our appointment this morning.
Because of a tsunami?
No, it's not a tsunami. It's rains. Mm. And it's interesting, the rains in... We'll come back to Johannesburg in just a second. But it's interesting because they have been planting cloud seeds, or rain seeds, I guess you would call them. They've been experimenting with getting rain there. And today, they have so much rain in Dubai that there's flooding all over the place. You can Google all of this. And so... we're looking at opening an office in Dubai, and so our people on the ground there had to cancel. And you'll see the cars are underwater.
Wow.
So it's a bit
insane.
Of a proverbial shit show.
Is
in
she
Dubai.
Okay, though?
Yeah. Is who okay? Sorry?
Who you were supposed to meet.
Oh, like... anyway. Yeah, everything's good. Okay. But... It's the fascinating part of the story is the fact that they're cloud seeding and the results are so, what's a good word? What's a good pun I can use for the results? Such a downpour.
Torrentially successful.
Well, at the very least. So it's kind of interesting. That's what's going on in Dubai this morning as we talk from all over the world. South Africa and Johannesburg specifically was a different story this morning because I got this unusual post talking about IGI certificates. And you've heard me speak about them before. They're for the jeweler. They're not for you. They don't benefit you. Okay, they're not accurate compared to the GIA, and there's a reason GIA certificates are the chosen certificate by the most sophisticated diamond companies, the mines, the labs, the auction houses, mm-hmm. Sotheby's and Christie's. And this guy, who apparently is a GIA certified gemologist, came on and started going on about how would I grade these diamonds and blah, 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 blah. And IGI does this and just all smoke, just blowing
Wait,
smoke.
Wait, I don't get it. What did he say?
Well, you can read it. You can go on our post.
I know, but for our listeners.
Well, what he was trying to say is he came on to try to justify IGI. It's amazing how I make things rhyme like that. Mm-hmm. But there is no justification. It's its own grading system. It's not accurate. It's if you order a GIA. Now understand, the Gemological Institute of America is the leading educational facility globally. This is
for
who
diamonds.
De Beers works with. This is who the big corporations work with to provide guidelines to benefit diamond buyers. And when I say diamond buyers, if you go to Sotheby's or Christie's, you're never going to see an IGI mm-hmm. certificate there because they're not accurate. They're not dependable. They're not credible. And so what happened out of Johannesburg is this guy comes on and people follow us. Our following grows so much all the time that their clients get to see us and hear what's really going on in the industry. And so clearly this gentleman has IGI in his shop, whatever it is. I mean, we don't really have access to that yet because he doesn't want to show that. It's just him personally. You can go on and see this. But he's trying to justify IGI as a good certificate somewhere or the other and going on about India and everything else. And I said, look, it's not a conversation. IGI is a lie. And so he sent me this message that said, well, what if you have an SI2 that has milky, cloudy, and I never would. We never would. It's garbage.
We would never broker that to begin
right?
with.
Right. Yeah. We would never broker a stone like that. And this is what he's talking about. And he's doing it because they're crappy diamonds and the IGI calls them better than they are and he makes more margin. Mm-hmm. That's it. And so I settled it like I do. But yeah.
You ever hear the jewelers go, oh, well, the certificate's just a piece of paper. It's what the diamond actually looks like.
Well, this is all based on the post where the jeweler who was selling an IGI certificate to a friend of ours in Dubai tried to say that, and I recommended that they ask the jeweler respectfully to send the stone to the GIA.
For a second opinion, and then the jeweler was shaken to his boots saying, oh no, don't do it, don't do it.
Because the GIA
apparently loses their diamonds.
That is the funniest one for me in the world. But, you know, we say, and one of my quotes, we got to get my quotes up. Let me rephrase that. You got to get my quotes up.
Well, you got to give me your quotes to get
them
up.
Okay, but one of the quotes I have is the IGI is a lie. And so I flat out say it, and so far the IGI hasn't tried to sue me or anything or sent any letters, I assume, at some point or another.
We're going to be at the JCK with them. I'm going to pretend like I don't know you.
Oh, I think they'll know who you are.
Oh, God.
Hey, it's not like going to our gym.
It was supposed to be a joke, but...
What is?
Never
going
mind.
To our gym?
Never mind.
You don't think that's funny that we go to the same gym now, right? Anyway... So where was I? So yes, IGI will be there and they'll know who we are for sure. Like, it's funny how the whole jewelry industry now knows who we are. But, you know, it's interesting to me because it's a fact and you can't, you know, is it a lie? That could be a little bit strong because what they've done is covered their butts by adopting their own grading system, but it's not a GIA certificate. It's not credible. It holds no value outside the retail diamond jewelry market. And they use it for profits. Mm-hmm. Pure and simple. So
anyway. You could take the same diamond and send it to the GIA and send it to the IGI. And you're going to get a harsher grading on the GIA than you would on an IGI.
Well, harsher is probably a bit harsh as a word. But what you're going to get is accuracy. And by the way, if the GIA calls it something, that's what it is. So it's accurate, it's credible, and it's what your diamond is. And don't you want to know? Don't you want, if you're ordering a D color, not to have a G or an H or whatever it comes back from? So there. Anyway, so that was my morning there. That was fun to do. Certainly it's 7 p.m. in the evening now, or 8 o'clock or something, and I've heard nothing back, so I don't expect to. But they all listen to the podcast as well now, all the jewelers as well, which is really interesting, which we appreciate. Look, we work with jewelers. We're happy to sell to jewelers, and we do. But the only return on a diamond nowadays, the only value in a diamond is its beauty. So there. That's my little rant for this morning, okay? How was that?
Great.
Did I do well?
Mm-hmm.
So, and how about you? We had a client on yesterday again that likes you more than me.
I mean, I don't blame her.
I can't understand why, though.
I'm so lovable, you know?
What's going on? You lose something down there?
No. I don't really have much for celebrity news today because not much is going on.
Really?
Yeah. This is awkward.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you're going to say about that?
Yeah.
There was a topic you'd brought up earlier.
Oh, so one of my favorite artists, his name is Frank Ocean. He's an R&B singer. He was one of the first celebrities to get into the sex toy business.
Whoa!
Isn't that what you were wanting me to talk about?
But who is it?
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean, and he's a musician?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a connection between sex toys and diamonds?
Yeah, the sex toy that he launched is a diamond-encrusted sex toy worth $25,000.
Okay.
It's created with...
Sorry, I'm not often speechless. I'm a little bit speechless.
Why?
Well, what's the toy?
I think it's a beep ring.
A what?
A beep ring.
A beep, like you mean, like if it was on a farm, it would go cock-a-doodle-doo,
yeah,
that kind
exactly.
of beep ring?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And it's encrusted with, I think it was 50 laboratory-created princess-cut diamonds and set in 18-karat yellow gold. Let me just...
Wow. No images, please, for me. I'm good.
Oh, I'll look at it.
Okay. I mean, if it's a rooster, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good? That's funny, right?
It's the rooster
thing. Oh, my God. Do not Google diamond encrusted
Why? It looks
rooster
like a,
rings.
It looks like a ring.
Diamond encrusted rooster rings?
You make it seem like you're so PG, Colin. We know you're not PG.
What's CG?
Oh, 60 laboratory created princess cut diamonds. And it's currently being sold for $25,000.
And what's the grade of those diamonds? Anything milky in there or cloudy? And are they different before and after? Yeah, that one kind of caught me by surprise. I wasn't expecting that. Frank Ocean, you say?
Yeah, look him up. He's great.
What's some of his songs?
Lost.
How do you
thinking about you?
How do you transfer from the music industry to
sex?
Yeah, like diamond encrusted. I mean, when you first brought the story up, and we never really talk about these things before we go on air. Hence my kind of shock about it. But I would have thought it would have been a dildo. I'm just going to say it here. Everybody knows what we're talking about. But it's not a dildo, hey? It's a...
Did I stutter?
No, you didn't stutter. I'm just a little bit in shock still.
Anyways, this is a little bit of an older story, but it got reposted by Yahoo Finance just a couple of days ago. So,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And do you think the angle was a sexual angle, or do you think it's about lab-grown diamonds again? Because it's interesting.
Well, it's Yahoo Finance. They have definitely posted lots of articles on laboratory-created diamonds and the growth of lab diamonds. I think it's a lab diamond.
You seem very reserved today.
No, I'm fine.
You sure? Mm-hmm. Judy wanted to, we're here on the 37th floor, and they're cleaning the windows today. And of course, when you're in the diamond industry and people are hanging outside your windows, if you watch any sort of movies like that at all, like Tom Cruise, his, where they go out on the ropes, this is something that kind of stresses us out a little bit, is when they, you know, once or twice a year they come here and do the windows.
But we know them. We're friends with them.
Yeah, we've become friends with them, which could be a bad thing at the same time, because
they
trust,
don't know. They don't know what we do.
All of a sudden.
Oh, maybe all the diamond books on the
table. Yeah, they do know what we do.
Maybe all the diamond books on the table.
No, not the diamond books. We, one of the guys used to date one of my girls.
Mm. Not like girls, girls, office. But yeah.
Right? So anyway, let's get back to what's going on in diamond business globally, since we're on lab-grown diamonds. Look, here's one of the things that I'm getting really tired of, and I'm the guy who gets up and reads all the articles every morning, is all the excuses the mine diamond industry is trying to give for the collapse of the industry, other than saying, look, people prefer lab-grown diamonds. Like, it's so crazy, you guys. I got up this morning. I don't know if you know this, but there in January of this year, there were more closures in the diamond industry than last year. And a lot of these companies are just unable to make the transition to laboratory-grown diamonds. And so this article, and I read it, and they talk in the article about how it's a slow year again for the diamond industry. Guys, wake up. It's over. Okay? They don't need these mine diamonds for industrial purposes anymore.
My favorite is when people come on to our videos and say, oh, well, don't lab-grown diamonds get softer over time?
Right? Like, or they change color, or they this, color, or they that.
Yeah.
Myths and misconceptions, I call those. I'm so good at those kind of little myths and misconceptions. So it's not true. They're just diamonds. No one can tell the difference. They were in the pipeline for decades, and the top experts in the world, people like us, could not tell the difference. We didn't know they were there. We just thought they were diamonds. So that's what you're up against today. And these are the facts, and we really like to key in on the facts. And I think we've opened a whole new... I mean, are we going to be adding... diamond?
No,
we're not, right? Okay, good to know. Anyway, so I do want to talk about something else that's going really well for us, that apparently you're making an appearance this week.
I am?
Yeah.
What is it?
Think about it. Where would you need to make an appearance this week after you promised them last week you'd come on?
I have no idea.
Some of them want to marry you.
I have no idea.
Our lives.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you coming on this week?
We'll see. If I wear makeup that day, sure.
Okay. Because it's another looking creature. This is like, I can't tell the difference when she wears makeup or doesn't.
Yeah, you can.
I cannot tell the difference.
Makeup,
I get it wrong all the time. You will come in here without makeup on, mm-hmm. and I'll go, are you shooting today? And she'll go, I'm not wearing makeup.
I don't sound like that.
Oh, that's how you sound to me, though?
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways.
So last week on Live, especially, we do two lives a week.
Instagram and TikTok, back
Instagram
to back.
And TikTok.
3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Instagram, 3:30 Eastern Standard Time on TikTok.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so the TikTokers, though, it's interesting how different the crowds are. Mm-hmm. Between TikTok, who comes on, and the questions we get.
I think because TikTok, like I said, it's the For You page. So you get anybody from anywhere, from all kinds of walks of life. Whereas Instagram, it's a little bit more catered to your followers and people who are in the industry.
Right.
And that's why we kind of get the difference in conversations.
Yeah. So
because TikTok is all, oh, bro, how many sets of chest presses do you do, Colin? And then on Instagram, it's a, hello, sir, can you please tell me how you got into the diamond business?
Right. How can I get into the diamond business? That sort of thing. That's exactly right. Or mostly TikTok wants to meet you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, where's Judy? Can she come on? Why isn't she on? Where's Judy? And Judy sits behind the camera.
And I read out the questions or the comments.
I think you should do it, though. Now, let's talk a bit about our podcast coming up, because we're going to be in Vegas soon.
We're going to be in Vegas for our 100th episode. I ordered the mics, by the way.
That's serendipitous. Mm-hmm. Like, that just worked out. We didn't have any idea our 100th episode.
Well, I told Colin he probably planned this out when he first hired me.
Yeah. I knew 100 episodes later at the time. Yeah, I should take credit for that sort of thing. Anyway, you guys, our time is up here today. Don't buy the bullshit. This is something. Look, the industry is out there. It's in a struggle to survive. Look, if you want to mine diamond, power to you. Understand what's sitting on jewelry store shelves today is old stock. It's overpriced. The Google this stuff. The prices are plummeting. The industry itself is trying to do anything to stay relevant. Some of the stories I hear are so far off track. And then Judy's right. We hear people who go, you know, do they change color and all this? Don't buy the BS. We're the Global Diamond Broker. You got questions. We've got answers. Right?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. That's what we do.
Okay. See you next week, guys.
You're a little quiet today.
See you next week, guys.
You're a little quiet today.